37 acres, 4 miles south of the city of Siloam Springs, will soon become the state's first kayak park. The Walton Family Foundation gifted the land and the engineering of 700 feet of the Illinois River, just under the Fisher Ford Road Bridge. Rain last week kept us from visiting the area, so I met with Siloam Springs Communications Director Holland Hayden in her office in City Hall.
It's the Siloam Springs Whitewater Recreation Park. Essentially, it's a kayak park, and basically we are thrilled to be working with the Walton Family Foundation.
She says that re-engineering the rapids means taking natural pieces of the river and giving them some oomph, if you will. Creating more rapids, making the ones that are there bigger. They'll be level two, meaning medium rapids, which, according to the international scale of river difficulty, are of moderate difficulty, requiring experience plus suitable outfit and boat. Also, level three rapids, difficult rapids. Waves are numerous with high, irregular rocks, requiring expertise in maneuvering.
People will have the option to go through it or go around it. So if somebody doesn't want to go through this engineered rapids, they're going to have an alternate route. So if people are just kicking it on the river and floating in a tube, then they won't have to go through the rapids. So it gives people an option to either do something with a little more kick, or if they're going to just do a lazy river kind of thing.
The Fisher Ford Bridge is the drop-off point for area canoe and kayak rentals, so the area is already being used and will be used by many. Part of the plan is also to create a park around the area, all to be enjoyed free of charge.
People will have a point that they can get in, go down on the river, go through the rapids, and then there's going to be an easily accessible exit point. And then there will be trails so they can walk back up and do it again if they'd like. But yeah, there's more to the Whitewater Park than just the rapids. There's going to be a climbing boulder, there's going to be trails, a rain garden, and changing areas too, so people can get changed out of their river clothes too.
But with the gift will come added maintenance and thus cost to the city.
We're going to be patrolling it because, again, it's family friendly. Absolutely no alcohol. Any alcohol is going to be confiscated and disposed of. We will be patrolling that. Our city police force will be doing that. Additionally, we'll have trash pickup. If the waters get high and it's going to flood, then we'll remove porta potties, things like that.
A Colorado engineering firm has been hired to design the kayak park, and the city is currently taking construction bids, with construction expected to begin in September. The project is expected to take 2 months, plenty of time for next spring's prime floating season. Just last month, Siloam Springs opened its first outdoor gym along an area of the Dogwood Trail. It seems that outdoor recreation is becoming a part of the city's mission.
One thing that we are really excited about is that this is a beautiful area, that this is a gorgeous part of Northwest Arkansas, and we want to take advantage of the natural features here. So by enhancing them with an engineered rapid kayak park, with an outdoor gym, with additional walking trails, we're just kind of bringing it all together.
Holland Hayden is Siloam Springs Director of Communications. This is Ozarks at Large.